Welcome back to Daycare Diaries. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope everybody had a safe New Year's Eve. I've been resting. I haven't really been partying or anything. I've really been resting. I know it's been a while since I did a podcast, but now what's different about this one, you get to have a face to the voice. And just like with my first podcast, I had to get used to recording myself and hearing my own voice. I'm getting used to recording videos and seeing myself on camera, looking at the camera and talking to you guys while I'm looking at you, and also sharing my screen with you guys so you can see what I'm clicking on instead of me leaving the links and you guys have to figure it out yourself. I know a lot of people are not tech savvy, so I want to make sure that I'm leaving those tips for you guys, a visual tip for you guys, not just an audio one. I also hope that you guys set realistic goals for yourself this year. And what I mean by realistic, I mean attainable goals. I hope that you are pursuing those goals without fear or distraction. Because 2023 is our year. So let's get on what we need to get on and do what we need to do. So for those of you who are starting off the year and you want to start a daycare or open up a daycare and you live in New York, and to my knowledge, it's the same in most states. You go on your Children and Family Services homepage and you just look up child care provider information. So here, if you can see on my screen, let me move myself over here so that I can make sure that I'm looking up at you guys. I typed in OCFS in Google. And then you're going to click on Office and Child and Family Services homepage. And it'll take you here. And here it says find child care. It has a bunch of information for not only providers, but for parents who are looking for child care. And your daycare will be posted on the Office and Child and Family Services website once you are licensed. So you want to click on the tab that says child care. And if you go down, you see it says child care services. Explains a little bit about the website, parents and providers. If you're resources for parents and families, searching for childcare, and information for providers. So this is what you want. You want to read the information. Just click there. And it gives you a nice welcome message. You go down and it tells you everything you need to know. So before you go to this page, I want to say that you need to have at least a physical space. Because once you get finished the orientation, you're going to get a booklet. And on the booklet, you need to put an address. So make sure you have a physical space before you start any of this. When I say physical space, you should have somewhere to start your daycare. Whether it be in your living room, whether it be in a building space. I'm not sure about doing it in a basement. I've never seen anyone have a daycare in a basement. However, I'm not saying it's impossible as long as there's two exits. To my knowledge, you need two exits. So let's get back to this. So it says, orientation materials for prospective child care providers can be found on the orientation for child care daycare page. So once you click that, it'll take you to the Welcome to Child Daycare Orientation, where you'll be prompted to create an account and get started with your child daycare orientation. Click on that and it'll take you there. I'm not going to sign into it because, well, maybe I'll sign into it on my next video so you can have kind of an idea on how to do it, but this is what I was talking about. You will need to create an online account to view the child care daycare orientation materials. Once you are done doing that part, you will request an application at the end of the orientation. And the orientation will explain everything. Let me see if they give you a little bit. Yes, see, it says, before you begin, here are a couple of quick tips on how to get around. So it teaches you, it tells you everything on this page on how to navigate that orientation page. And it also tells you down here to please keep in mind that this orientation would take approximately an hour and a half to complete. So, and it's really not, the videos are really informative, so I would suggest, you know, sitting through it gathering all the information you need to gather, take any notes you need to take, especially in reference to ratio, and keeping an eye on the children. You can check your progress by clicking my progress, as it says here. And if you need any more assistance, you know, they leave an email on this page as well on how to use that. So this is for people who are now starting to open, who are starting the year, they've been thinking about opening their daycare, and now they want to get started. This is where you would go to start your own daycare facility. Let's go back to the home page now. Now, for those of you who are already open and have been listening to my podcast, or haven't, if you haven't, welcome. I'm going to go over and just look over some grant information for us. So let's see. I want to go down here and find out about our grants. Let's go look here. Information for providers. And we'll go down here. Next week, I'll talk about the provider training, program development, nutrition, all of that stuff. Like I said, I'll log in and I'll show you what we did. So, become a child care provider. Let's look here, because these are some grants that we talked about in our last one for last year. So, as you can see, the child care stabilization grant application portal is now closed. The application period ended on December 14th. So, if you did not submit, it is now closed. You can view your application by clicking here. And it just explains a little bit more about what this grant entails. Like I said in the beginning, New York State Office of Child and Family Services has awarded $900 million to 15,000 eligible child care providers. And you guys can be one of those. They have not allocated all of the $900 million, but they were still after 2021, August 3rd, 2021, $1.74 billion was made available to eligible child care providers. Applications were closed for the stabilization grant, but there's still availability for funding for other grants. And that's what I'll be helping you with on this podcast. That's what we'll be discussing on this podcast. Whenever a grant comes out, I'm on top of it. I like to stay on top of it. It's best that when you do get wind of a grant application, that you fill out the application immediately. You don't wait a week. You don't wait 2 weeks, because these funds are being dispersed so fast. By the time you get one, the funds may be gone. So I would suggest, when you get the notification in your email, or however you're receiving the notification, fill it out as soon as possible. Gather your information and get it in as soon as possible. Let's look at the grants for retroactive absences. Yes, the grant for retroactive absences are now closed as well. That one closed on December 30th. They extended that one because it was supposed to be closed, if I'm not mistaken, in October. And they extended it to December 20th. I mean 30th, I'm sorry. And so that one is now closed. And they just give you a little bit of information about eligibility for that grant, payments, things of that nature. Let's look here. Deserts grant for new providers. If you did apply for this grant, you should have received an email informing you about your status. And you can also view your application by clicking on this link here. And now here again, there's another American Rescue Plan Act where they allocated $100 million. So if you add up all this money that they funded daycares or child care facilities last year and the year before, you know, it was available. It says here, important dates. Investment in New York Child Care Awards were announced on July 25th, 2022. Payments will be made no later than June 30th, 2024. So it's only 2023. You know, you guys still have time to receive that funding. Final contracts will be issued once the program's license registration is complete. So if you submitted your documents and you were considered your area was considered a desert area, meaning an area that was in a high need for child care, your program was picked, you received an email, and if you didn't receive your funding yet, you still have time, so don't panic. They are still sending out funding. That is for new child care providers. And the one for existing provider, Invest in New York Child Deserts Grants for Existing Providers, RFA 2, $30 million. Child capacity with at least supply with 30 million available existing programs expanding capacity under the current license. So if you are already licensed and you wanted to expand your capacity, this grant helps do that. To my knowledge, this one is closed as well. $418 providers were awarded and all applicants should have received an email informing them of their application status. Yes. Let's look down here and see. It gives you the definition of the Child Care Desert Grant. I just gave you the short version, but if you want to read it, it's definitely on this page. Important dates. So it says here, and it's important to look at these, to scroll down and make sure you look through the whole page so you know if you didn't receive funding, you're not just thinking that you're disqualified. You want to keep up to date on these pages. You want to visit the OCFS.gov website or the website in your state and continuously keep looking, because sometimes you won't receive the emails with updates, so you'll have to go on and say okay. And you would think that you do all the time, but you don't. So there's certain things that it doesn't get sent to the email, they sent to a general page so everyone can read it. And you gotta realize too, we're dealing with the city and the state. There's like millions of daycares or child care providers, or teachers, or people who are starting businesses, and the millions of grants are being allocated over a period of time. And so just keep in mind the important dates. And it says payments, again for this one, payments will be made no later than June 30th, 2024. So if you signed up for this grant and you received an email, just keep in mind that, you know, it's not the end. You may still receive payment by June 30th, 2024. Okay, let's see. We went over retroactive absences. We went over investing in New York Child Care Deserts Grant. Okay. So that's just something I wanted to start the year off discussing, since I spent a whole year and didn't talk to you guys or follow up about those grants that we applied for last year. Again, life. So, but this year, I plan on pre-recording and doing videos, more visual videos and more audio recordings for you guys to be able to see exactly what it is I'm talking about in these recordings. So if you want to, I would urge you to join me or join my YouTube page, subscribe, Kernel Family Child Care on YouTube. I have some older videos up there. As I said, I'm still getting used to seeing myself on camera, still getting used to actually looking at the camera. I'm not going to delete, because like I said, this is a diary. So when you're writing in your diary, it's uncut. It's how you think and how you feel, and it's drafts sometimes. It's nobody critiquing you. So you're going to get to see how I progress over time when I'm telling you guys what to do. But again, I always try to make sure my information is as accurate as possible. So I go straight to the page and I read exactly what's on the page. If I don't have the exact information for you, I'm very good with research and resources. I'm very resourceful. So I try to make sure, I'm trying to take try out of my vocabulary. I do make sure that you guys have accurate information as much as possible. So I'll speak to you guys next week. I hope that you guys have a smooth first week of the year. I hope that if you haven't gone back to work, that you're resting and preparing first and then resting before you go back tomorrow, and you're ready and you start the day off with a good start. Thank you again for listening. I'll speak to you guys next time.